Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is Chapter 72 of the Discipleship Foundations series. This one is entitled, The Gospel Opens Blind Eyes. When John the Baptist sent his disciples to ask Jesus if he were indeed the Messiah, Jesus gave this somewhat cryptic reply. Go back to John and tell him what you have seen and heard. The blind see, the lame walk. Those with leprosy are cured. The deaf hear. The dead are raised to life. And the good news is being preached to the poor. And he added, God blesses those who do not turn away because of me. That's the New Living Translation. Jesus wanted John to know that he was fulfilling what the prophet said about the Messiah. I want to read now from Isaiah 35:4-6, where it says, Say to those with fearful hearts, Be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. And when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Springs will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams will water the wasteland. That's the New Living Translation. The people expected the Messiah to liberate them from Roman tyranny, but when it became apparent that Jesus was not going to do that, some, as did John, doubted. But the purpose of our Lord's first coming was to set people free from sin, sickness, death, demonization, and the devil's iron rule. Opening naturally blind eyes was important to those who were healed, but it was more than anything else a metaphor for the deeper work of God in the human heart. Sin blinds us to God's existence and glory and to the Messiah's identity. Satan, who is the God of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. That's 2 Corinthians 4:4 from the New Living Translation. Without the inner work of the Holy Spirit, we're not able to discern who Jesus is. When Jesus healed the blind man in the 9th chapter of John's Gospel, he was able to see spiritually as well as naturally. The Pharisees had never been physically blind, but they could not see spiritually. John 9:35-39 records this. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and asked, Do you believe in the Son of God? This was the man he had healed of blindness. The man answered, Who is he, sir? I want to believe in him. You have seen him, Jesus said, and he is speaking to you. Yes, Lord, I believe, the man said, and he worshiped Jesus. Then Jesus told him, I entered this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind and to show those who think they see that they are blind. New Living Translation. When Jesus asked his disciples to tell him who they believed him to be, Peter immediately responded that he was the Messiah, King of Israel. Jesus declared, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 16:17, New American Standard Bible. Jesus knew that those who believed in him could only do so with God's help. This is why he said at another time in John 6:44-45, No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And at the last day, I will raise them up. As it is written in the scriptures, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. New Living Translation. The Holy Spirit must remove our blindness if we are to recognize Jesus. But we have a part to play as well. When the gospel is preached, God's drawing power is released. It is our responsibility to respond to that message by coming to Jesus by faith. This means we open our hearts to him in whatever capacity we are able. He said in another place that he stands at the door of our hearts and knocks. Those who open the door of their hearts will experience his coming into their lives. Then Jesus said to them, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." New Living Translation. In my own case, when I heard the gospel, I did not immediately believe, but was open to its being true. If only I knew for sure. I did what I could. I prayed to Jesus, not knowing if he were real. I asked him into my heart if he were there, and requested that he reveal himself to me so that I could believe. It's amazing that God is so gracious with us that he would answer such a prayer. Imagine God's being asked by a blind, disobedient creature to reveal whether he is real. There is so much evidence all around us that clearly demonstrates God's existence and power, but we are blind to it because of sin. Romans 1:20. But God is merciful to us and responds when his creatures reach out to him in our pitiful condition. He knows what sin did to us and moves mightily in our lives if we move toward him. This is clearly seen in the parable of the prodigal son. The father ran to meet him at the first sign of his coming home. That is our God. When we come to Jesus, the Holy Spirit removes the blindness from our eyes. He opens our deaf ears and heals our hardened hearts, enabling us to see and believe. 2 Corinthians 3:16 through 18 records these encouraging words. But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. The important part is that when we come to the Lord, when we turn to the Lord, he removes our blindness. 2 Corinthians 3:16 through 18, New Living Translation. This happened to those two disciples who were walking together after Jesus' crucifixion, making their way to Emmaus. The risen Jesus, in a form which they did not immediately recognize, came alongside them and began to dialogue with them. The things Jesus said about the Messiah's need to suffer and later be glorified made their hearts burn within them, but they still did not recognize him. It was not until they invited him into their home to break bread with him that their eyes were opened to see him as the risen Lord. That's found in Luke 24, 29 through 31. The Holy Spirit works inside us to draw us to Christ. When we hear the good news about him, we are able to respond and draw near to Christ in our hearts. He comes to us, and we must open the door. Revelation 3:20. If we do this, it is proof that the Spirit is at work in our lives. If we come to him in this way, he will receive us. He said in John 6:37 through 40, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that of all that he has given me I will lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life. And I myself will raise him up at the last day." New American Standard Bible. John 6:37 through 40. If we pursue Jesus, God will not reject us. He receives everyone who comes to him. If we seek him, we will find him. Once we come to our Lord in this way, he removes the veil of blindness from our spiritual eyes, enabling us to properly behold him. Seeing Christ by revelation imparts eternal life to us as we come to know him. We are born again when Christ is revealed to us. John 17:3 says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." New American Standard Bible. Matthew 11:27 says, "My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." New Living Translation. Right after saying this is when Jesus issued his invitation for us to come to him. If we come to him, he will open our eyes, ears, and hearts to know God. It is by spending time in his presence that this can happen. We do this when we pray, worship, and read and meditate in the Word of God. As we learn to wait on God, he will show us more and more about himself. If we seek him, we will find him. Paul pursued God with all his heart, as it says in Philippians 3:8. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ. New Living Translation. Sadly, many of us are so afraid of God that we deliberately keep our distance from him. We talk about him, but we don't want to be alone with him. The thought of being face to face with the Creator of the universe can be daunting unless we understand that Jesus opened the way for us to approach God. Some of us may be afraid of what he may tell us or ask us to do. This all boils down to our having little knowledge of his immense love, which produces this lack of trust. John said this is because we fear his judging us. 1 John 4:17 and 18 reads, "And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. And so we will not be afraid on the day of judgment." but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. If we're afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. 1 John 4:17-18, the New Living Translation. Because Jesus took our condemnation upon himself, we need not fear that God will judge us for our sins. We can come boldly into his presence, as it says in Hebrews 10:20-22, where it says, by his death, Jesus opened a new and living, life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him, for our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. New Living Translation. Jesus came to relieve us of all our fears. He revealed the Father's heart by laying down his life for us. He told us that he is gentle and humble of heart, making him easily approachable. The Holy Spirit works inside people to deliver us from these fears and to help us to believe that we can indeed approach God. The moment we do, he runs to meet us and welcome us home, as it says in Luke 15:20, New Living Translation. So he returned home to his father, meaning the prodigal son. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming, filled with love and compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. Luke 15:20, New Living Translation. If you feel, after listening to this, that you want to reach out to God, that you want to respond to God's call, you may wish to pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I have run from you long enough. I have been blind to your love. I open my heart to you and your son, Jesus. Jesus, I invite you into my life as Lord and Savior. I give you myself and thank you for revealing yourself to me. Open my spiritual eyes and ears. Make my heart brand new. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.